Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Nightshade by John Saul. The child lay still. Anyone observing it would have been certain it was sound asleep, but it was not. For long ago, so long ago that there was no real memory of how it began, the child's mind had learned to defend itself from the agony that the body it inhabited was forced to bear. Someday, in a future so far away that the barely formed mind could not even begin to comprehend it, it might be able to defend the body, too. But not yet. For now, all the mind could do was retreat from the enemy, hiding deep inside the body, leaving the body to bear the pain as best it could. Now the child's mind hovered on the fringe of consciousness, neither fully awake nor fully asleep, but lurking furtively in some shadowy nether region, ready to drop back into unconsciousness if it sensed that the enemy was near. Beyond the eyelids, which the mind had learned very early to keep carefully closed, a growing brightness hinted that the terrors of the night would soon succumb to the onset of dawn. But what about the terrors of the day? The mind shifted its attention to the ears, sifting through the sounds, sorting them, searching for signs of danger. Nothing threatened, only a voice laughing, a bird singing. The mind ventured closer to full consciousness. It allowed the eyes to open the tiniest crack. Brilliant yellow light flowed through the single small window. The mind edged further into wakefulness. Then a new sound, the creaking of an unoiled...